We're in Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi, Siv Hei. The Mechaber says, Imtaka Tarap Neshima Achas Yatza. If one blows Tkia Trua Tkia in one breath, they are Yotzei. V'yesh Mishom Shalo Yatza. Some say you are not Yotzei. The reason being that there's no beginning and end to the set, which is required. And the Be'er Agra says that the first opinion is correct, that you are Yotzei in such a situation. Siv Vav. Im herich b'tkia achrona shal tashrat b'shir shtei tkios k'dei shatah l'shem tkia achrona shal tashrat b'shvil harishona shal tashat. If the end tkia of your shvarim trua set, you blow very long so that it's long enough to count for the end of the shvarim trua set as well as the beginning of the shvarim set, lo also lo ela b'shvil tkia achas. It only counts as one tkia. V'yeshom shabshil b'shvil achas lo also lo. And some say that it doesn't count for either one. The first opinion holds that we need a beginning and end to each tkia, so we just count that as only for the end tkia of the shvarim trua. But the other opinion holds that since you want to split it up, and that makes it as though there's no beginning and end, so you're not yotze either one. The Rama says, "Vimtaka tkia achas bein shnei sdarim, v'isne she'eza min asdarim hu nachon tala osa tkia yatza." If you blow a tkia and you have in mind that it should count for whichever tkia it's supposed to count for, the end of the earlier set or the beginning of the second set, you are yotzei. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chachila Chazal didn't want to establish such a situation because they were afraid that you might make a mistake and think that you don't need a shvarim tkia, that you only need shvarim tkia or trua tkia. So because of that, this should not really be done. Siv Zayin, Imta b'tashrat v'achash ataka shnei shvarim tav hischa la'ariya. If you made a mistake when you were blowing shvarim trua, and after you blew the two shvarim, you went du-du-du-du, and the hischel haria, and you started to do the da 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 da. You didn't do the three sounds of the shvarim. In this karmiyad, if you realize right away yiska shever acher, then just blow a third shvarim. V'im lo niskar acha gamar hatrush hischel babatos. But if you didn't realize until you already blew the complete trua, lo hivsed atkia rishona shetaka. You didn't lose the opening tkia. Alachozer otkia shol shvarim ariyav otkia. You just blow your full shvarim and your trua, and then your second tkia. Haval im era b'tashad tarat. But if this happened during the set of shvarim or the set of trua, that you made this mistake, that you started to blow a trua, then hifsid gam tkia rishona, you lose that first tkia and you have to go back. So the basic rule is that if you blow a shvarim, if you blow your tkia, and then you're blowing whatever you're supposed to blow next, and you blow an incorrect sound, then you need to go back to the beginning and blow like a new tkia. But if you didn't make that mistake, you just messed up on a regular sound, and the nice sound doesn't come out or something like that, but it's not that you blew a different sound, a shvarim instead of a trua, or a trua instead of a shvarim or something like that. So then you could just continue on with what you're supposed to be doing. You don't need to go back to blow a new tkia. If
you blew a trua in between a tkia and a shvarim, or you blew a shvarim in between a trua and a tkia when you weren't supposed to,
if you blew two truas in a row,
or you blew a tkia for no reason in between the trua and the tkia, ol achash ataka shosha shvarim shasak vihivsik v'achak achtaka shvarim acherim v'afilu shever echad, you blew extra sounds as part of the shvarim, b'chol elu avi hefsik v'hivsik gam tkia rishona, this is a hefsik, and you have to go back to blow a new tkia, as we said, because if you blow a sound that could be a sound, and you blow it in the wrong time, so that's going to be a problem. It's only if you're blowing and you mess up, and no good sound comes out, so that's when you wouldn't have to go back to the beginning of the set.
Siv tesim taka shnei tashrat o shnei tashat o shnei tarat kahogen v'tab b'shlishi eino tzarech lachzer el achan shatabo.
If you're blowing in your set of shvarim truas, and you blew the first tkia shvarim trua tkia, the second tkia shvarim trua tkia, and then in the third one you make a mistake, you don't need to go back to the beginning of the whole shvarim trua set, just the beginning of that line to blow a new tkia.
Im taka bitzad harachav shalosh shofar lo yotzei, if you blow on the wrong side of the shofar, you're not yotzei.
V'achash adalko omer shliach tzibur pasak asher emedei surah v'asher emachzir nasef elim komo, as is a minog, after finishing the tkios dim miyushav, which are blown after kriyas haTorah, the shliach tzibur says the pasak of asher emedei surah, we say asher, and we bring the Torah back to the Aron.